Abhinash Vaidya, President SIPA. SIPA is a non-profit association focused on professionals, 19 years, and we focus on technology professionals mainly. We think that professionals are actually in the forefront of the global economy, and as we are trying to focus on professionals from a SIPA perspective, SIPA is revitalizing itself to be a platform for these professionals to meet, exchange ideas, share solutions, and help each other.
Now, I have seen that. I was part of SIPA for a long time, but lately I have seen that there's a lot of changes and definitely on an upbeat. So tell me a little bit on how you conceptualize this, visualize this, and how long you've been a volunteer.
I've been a volunteer for 8 years, Sam. And the idea was, I think everybody is going after entrepreneurs. And we think that the professionals is a bigger market for us. And there is a lot more focus that needs to be given to the professionals rather than just entrepreneurs. So I think that is one of the major vision that we came up with, is that we will only focus on entrepreneurs. And that has kind of re-energized the organization in that front.
Tell me some of the service sectors of professionals which are a part of SIPA. And I do see that there is a sold-out show today. So tell me a little bit about the numbers too.
So the service sector is, we basically focus on technology professionals, IT, high-tech, software, nanotech, biotech. We have about 360 people who have registered officially today. The capacity of this room is about 325, so we are overbooked. But it's a great problem to have. And I think this will kind of bring the momentum to SIPA for the next year.
And great lineup of speakers. I think the feather in the cap was also getting Azim Premji. And tell me a couple more of the highlights, which is going to start very soon.
So there are some of the panels that are coming up after Premji's talk. There is a capitalizing on the emerging technologies and markets that is being driven by Ashwin Rangan, who is the CIO of Walmart.com. Then we have a managing offshore teams that is being kind of driven by Anita Malwani. And we have a third panel by Dhiman Bayani, which is going to focus on emerging companies. Yeah, so emerging startups and what are the business models that they are coming up with.
So how many volunteers did you need to do all this?
So this year has been phenomenal for us. We have about 35 volunteers this year, which is phenomenal. Last year we did the event with about 5 volunteers. So this has been a 7 times better event for us, actually, from a volunteer perspective.
Great. Good luck, and looks very good. I'll talk to you a little later too. Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
These computing resources available, right, especially during the night time, with potential market opportunities and the destination market in India, why you cannot use these resources? Given that telecommunication today, right, is no longer a big issue. So if you look at from that angle, this whole virtualization, starting from virtualization of the desktop, virtualization of operating system, virtualization of the application, right? Think of, you know, an application that is running in the data center here and being accessed across the other side of the globe. Look at the challenges. I mean, I'm sure most of you, when you visit India, when you access your email, it is slow. So technologies and opportunities that are evolving, to put it in a very simplistic fashion, right? Making applications to run, no matter where you are, as if you are sitting and accessing it on a local area network environment. So as though you're sitting on a LAN, no matter where you are, you can get these applications accessed so much faster. So with all the security and optimization, that there is a lot of innovation that needs to happen over the next few years. And this whole virtualization concept, I believe, is going to be extremely big and extremely important for all of us, especially entrepreneurs who are looking for potential opportunities. The second main trend is the regulation. I mean, we know, right, with all these SOX compliance and you know, many other security things that's going on. So obviously, monitoring, manageability, you know, these are all going to be huge issues, and potentially there could be a lot of opportunities in order to meet this regulation and compliance issue. So with this, I'll pass it on to Ajit.
Thanks. That I have a resume with Once at the India stuff, I think it's a very clear indication of how confused I was in my life. that I had to go through so many different iterations before I found what the right formula was. So, but regardless, in the chaotic process, I managed to get education on three continents, work on three continents, and now I'm happy to say that I'm investing in three continents. So I think that chaos has paid off in some form at least. Well, we shall see how the investments do, but still, it feels like globalization for me is very personal, and it really helped me think through things better. So what I'm going to talk about at least in the next 2 to 3 minutes is around two topics. One is how globalization has impacted the investing world, and very specifically kind of Perkins. And then the second is some of our portfolio companies and, you know, while I was at SAP, how the enterprise software works. So I know it's two broad topics, but I'll try to see, you know, what we can, you know, at least the synthesis of thought there. So I'm 34 years. 32 years of that, we've been investing in the Silicon Valley, no more than 30-mile radius. So all of a sudden now, in the last 2 years, we have gone global. Now, is that because we think that we're missing out on something, or is this a fad we're pursuing? Quite the contrary. Actually, it's been a very long transition, which you have seen in the culmination of finally the fact that we've invested in China as well as in India. And the reason I say that is the exposure which Kleiner Perkins had over the last 15 years, I would say, early 90s or even, you know, mid-80s through 2004, has been through the entrepreneurs who come from those countries. So who helped, who put, and more